know, I think about our fan base and the type of fandom that we've built versus some of the other podcasts. And I think the main difference is like, I don't confess to you that I like slept with an underage boy and like did a bunch of DMT and like have inappropriate thoughts about my father. Like, I feel like I'm just, there's nothing fucked up. Like, this isn't the like, I shit my pants while giving a blowjob. Like, we don't have, it's not salacious. And as like, even though my comedy is very much based on like observing men and women and our society in general, I don't have a ton of like, so I'm blowing this dude and I'm fucking, it was a single guy and he was married. Like, I just don't, it's just not something that I have to give and willing to give. And I think we've paid dearly for that.
Yeah, it's we're never sharing confessions. There's never a good, like, there's never something where the news is going to make a soundbite out of it. Like, Eliza reveals. Yeah, like, she makes her kid wear a paper bag as desires. A shirt.
Yeah, that's the best you can
do. I was trying to think of something bad.
These guys are out here trafficking women and you're like, a paper bag, eco mom. I just, this is not that podcast, but I also was listening back. I feel like sometimes the questions are so heavy and part of me was like, well, these are above my pay grade. But then part of me was like, but maybe people turn to us because the advice is so stone cold that like even a professional is afraid to give it to you.
Well, they're definitely coming to you for a reason. Like,
yeah,
I don't think anyone's gonna ever be shocked by the advice that you give.
And from October to December, all I do is talk about Christmas. So that's really why people come here. No, and I appreciate that. And so, you know, we're just gonna keep giving it to you. We have a brand new segment today coming
You're
up at the end.
Teasing it this early?
I am. I'm teasing it before we get to all those Quince ads. I want you to know we got a hot new segment, and it's gonna involve an interactive component with you guys sending us even more of your thoughts. I'm very excited for that. And I know you're like, fuck you, I'll just fast forward. Don't do that. Let the ads play. Be a bitch.
Let them play. Buy something.
That being said, I was listening to this other podcast that I enjoy. And you know what? I'm not going to give it a shout out. So there. They only have two ads and they run those two ads in every spot over and over. So it's like the same mobile banking ad and the same, and they're like not services that I would use. And you're just like, okay, can we just face these out or just play it once and like have that be enough? But we're here. I think we're going to, do we have any updates or can we just go right into
it? We do have updates, but I thought it was important first to talk about the fact that your tour is on sale now.
Yep. It is on sale. We are...
Don't save it till the end when people are going to skip through. Right now, I just got my tickets for the Fox.
You bought tickets?
I'm at a place in my life. Because I wanted to support you, I'm at a place in my life where I could buy two tickets for me and my mom. And I got fun tickets that are in such a place that there's an entrance on the, and so there's only two next to each other. And then, so there's no one, there's a wall on one side.
Did you buy a handicap ticket? Did you buy?
No, it's in the balcony.
Specials? No. Is that for someone in a wheelchair? Is that what you bought?
No. Really? No, but I wanted to.
You bought
to,
in the balcony. I would have given you.
I wanted
whatever
to
you
buy.
Wanted.
I know, but I'm at a place now where I could buy tickets to a theater show and I wanted to support you and not just be on your list.
That is very sweet. there are about 10 people in my life, give or take 12, who I'm like, of course I'll give you tickets and I would consider you one of them. I wish people further out from me bought the way you did versus like, we knew each other once.
Look, if they had been-
One hand job, can I have a ticket?
If they had been crazy priced, maybe I would have said, please help me. But they are very well priced. It's a theater that I love. I picked my seats. I'm taking my mom, obviously, because she would kill me if I didn't. So the minute it went on like pre-sale, I got my little code, which the code is Eliza. I guess, no, pre-sale's over.
Yeah,
just go buy
people?
Them.
It's over. It doesn't matter.
Just go buy them.
You know
them.
What, Emily? I love you. That's very sweet. I'll get you a free soda or something. it's really sad that you're going to watch me from the balcony and we do a show together.
Okay, but here's what I'll say. Last time you got me on the list, you got me very good seats on the floor. And somebody kept climbing over me. And guess what? Now no one's going to because no one can climb on me.
But wait, this is in Georgia. We definitely have fans in Atlanta. I'm going to get you a shirt that says, yep, it's me. No, it's going to say the woman and it points up to you and then the legend and it's going to point down to your crotch. Yes. And because people are going to be like, Emily, are you from the podcast? And you're gonna be like, it's me.
It's me.
Well, that's cool.
I'm excited. I love the Fox. It's an amazing venue. I know that people should go to all your cities, but the Atlanta one's going to be really good. I took the day off work because I don't get off work till 7. So my mom and I are going to go get dinner. You could come if you want, but you're going to be busy probably before the show.
Better idea. Ditch your mom. Come hang out in my hotel while I put on makeup.
Do that before I see my mom. Because I took the whole day off work. I put in for it today and it got approved.
And that's the way you want it. First of all, thank you. And that's the way you want to consume my show. It's a full day. I mean, it's the get ready tour. So you're going to want to get ready. This is all about get ready with me.
I'm going to need to get the cat hair off my shirt. I'll wear my Jennifer Connelly shirt, but I'll get all the cat hair off of it. That'll take me a couple hours. So I couldn't be getting out of work at 7. I needed to take the day off.
Yeah. You don't have to get all the cat hair. I'm not going to a wedding. You could leave some of it, you know. We save some for the boys. The tour has launched. We're going to be adding shows. I'm very excited to get out there and to show the rest of the cities this hour that I've been working on because I didn't get to go to every city last year. And we were actually just talking about the routing for 2025.
Do you want to address your angry Texas fans?
What?
There are no shows there.
Yes, because there were shows there. Folks, you can just look. I do my best to get to everyone every year and a half. Sometimes you can't, sometimes you got to route it. But we did just play Texas in the fall of 2023.
Okay.
So you don't go back. I wouldn't go back for a little bit. So maybe it will be the end of 2025, but you want to see a new act, not like a similar act that's like a little bit different. We don't want to waste your time. We're trying to put on a professional show. I'm not fucking around. I come to give you a show that is polished from top to bottom, all brand new. And I've always done that. And I always will do that because I'm one of the best comedians in the world. And that's the way it should fucking be. Sorry. Oh, female comedian says that she's good.
I'm going to send that to TMZ.
Proud of herself, therefore discounting others. Whatever. Only women aren't allowed to be proud of themselves and always show humility. but the Get Ready Tour, and we got some new merch, and it's going to be exciting. So it's full launch mode. I'm just going to take a few weeks off here in the summer to be with my family, which I have to do now, which was weird. We were talking about the routing, and I was like, yeah, I'll just go. Oh, I have a son now. So that's a tough thing to balance. How do you play all of Eastern Europe while having a family? The answer is one of them's got to go. So we'll figure it out. But we're here for you.
Yes.
We're here.
Wait, but you have a follow-up. I'll read part of this follow-up because it is from the person who reached out whose brother had passed and they had to tell their mom.
Okay, that was the one that I was talking about. Yes. That was so heavy.
That was the heavy one, yeah. So
it was heavy.
I just wanted to share that amidst all that heaviness, this person wrote back and they said, I listened to what you all said 4 times and I am so grateful for such an empathetic response. They said, certainly no one has had your take or reaction to the situation. I think what you all said was a great way to help process it. What Eliza said that I needed to hear someone say that I should not have had to be the one to tell them was very much what I needed to hear.
I knew it. That's why I said it. I was like, no one's giving this guy a break.
Yeah. So.
Oh, I love that.
I just want to thank you two for everything you said, giving me a little bit of a laugh in between tears as I was listening. You guys really helped me. It'll make a difference in my life, help me through my grief, and I appreciate it so much. So you did.
I love that. And can I tell you what I was hoping he was going to say was, I listened to it 4 times and I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do anything that he
and
said.
I don't agree. It was
crying
all
while
incorrect.
Laughing is the best. That's the best way to make someone feel good is when they're sad to like infuse a little bit of laughter. And that's really the model for my whole act, is to get you thinking about being pro-choice and your own struggles with pregnancy, but laughing all the way there.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. That's a nice balance.
It's nice.
And now back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Hi, Eliza and Emily. I have a real doozy for you that I'm pretty sure has never been talked about on the pod. I am a 29-year-old female and have a group of three close girlfriends that I've known since a very young age. Every year,
a grouping of three or more hot women is called a grope.
Every year we have a girls' weekend. 2 years ago, my one girlfriend, let's call her Kelly, confessed to having slept with a girl, even though she had been in an ongoing relationship with a guy for about 2 years. This information has since become water under the bridge as her and her boyfriend decided to move past it and put it up to a drunken one-time thing. For context, Kelly has never been in a long-term relationship and had never been with anyone else until this guy. I have also never really had warm and fuzzies about this guy, but he hasn't done anything substantial in the past for me to intervene. Fast forward to last year, they got married. My girlfriends and I were all in their wedding party. 1 month into their marriage, Kelly gets a cute bob haircut and confesses to my girlfriends and I that her husband had lashed out at her for it, saying things to her like, "How could you betray me like this? You look like a lesbian. I don't find you attractive anymore." We then all came together and made her aware about how big of a red flag this is and how it can become much worse down the line. Since then, Kelly and her husband have continued being together as though nothing happened. Fast forward to New Year's Eve 2023, and all my girlfriends and I, including Kelly, got together at Kelly's place for a party. Kelly got very drunk and after midnight asked me to go to the bathroom with her. So we went just like always, but she decides to confess to me that the girl she slept with a few years ago was actually one of the other girls in our close girl group. Let's call her Stacy. For additional context, Stacy is Kelly's closest friend and was her maid of honor. I'm not entirely sure what I should do here, since I don't think even Kelly remembers telling me this information. Should I take this as a cry for help and have a come to Jesus with Kelly to ask if she's truly happy in her relationship? Should I confront Stacy? Should I go and tell the fourth member of the group since she's now the only one who doesn't know? Any guidance or words of wisdom you could provide to this baby millennial would be super helpful. Love you both so much. All the human and fur munchkins that come with you. Keep me anonymous. Thank you. And then some photos of their pet for me.
Yeah, let me see that haircut. Oh, not the pet. You. Okay, sorry. Okay, listen. The good news is you're not concerned with this husband. It's not like it's a friend of yours or your brother. So it's not like you care about keeping a secret from this guy and whatever. The concern is your friend, but this is a lot. This is a lot. And it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be this fraught. Your friend Kelly is going through something and probably look, you know, whether you want to say bisexual or straight up gay, straight gay.
I'm more shocked by Stacy, who was sitting. There were four of them, okay? And one of them goes, "I slept with a girl." And the other three go, "Ah." And one of them is
that
girl. That's crazy.
Stacy's like, "Oh, I'll just go sip on some Big Red."
New information.
The good news is you are not beholden to the boy. The husband. You're not his friend. That's not your brother. You don't really like the guy, whatever. And the guy also like lost it on his wife for getting a short haircut. Whether or not she looks like a lesbian.
Not even like a crew cut. A bob.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what it looks like. It could be a real bad bob. It could be a real asymmetrical bob. We don't know. It could be real lesbian power comic 2015. We don't know. You can sleep with a woman without not wanting to be in your marriage. You could sleep with Kelly slept with Stacy. She may not love Stacy. It could have just been someone she needed to sleep with. She cheated on her husband or fiance and they moved past it. She hasn't done it again. All that's new. What?
I just think.
Talk to you. I'm just laying out what the black and white facts are.
Okay, yes.
All that's new is that you now know that it's Stacy. For your own friendship, you should gather either the three of you or if you want to include this fourth friend that is kind of a dud since we're not saying their name.
The fourth girl.
And just be like, guys, like Kelly, she knows she told you, by the way. She remembers that she told you. And just be like, let's all get this out in the open because I can't be your friend in like a piecemealed way. And you don't care that she slept with a girl. And then you say, because it's that we don't like this guy, but other than the haircut, which you can have a short haircut and not be gay, rest of America, you're thinking this is a cry for help. You're thinking she's like, I'm not happy in this marriage. She also could have cut her hair short. I'm just going to put this out there. Let's say she's not bi or gay because she doesn't like her husband. And she was subconsciously trying to be like, what can I do so that he will leave me alone? Doesn't sound like she's in a great marriage, regardless of if she's secretly gay or not. And so you need to be there for your friend to just be like, if you want to leave this guy, I want to be there to encourage you. If you want to stay with him, I'm your friend. You got to talk to her and let her know that you know it's Stacy and you guys all need to move forward together.
I just
don't. What was your question?
Okay. Number one, I wonder if she hasn't done anything with Stacy since.
She has.
Yeah. They're best friends. They've known each other for ages. They're still like, it wasn't like a one night stand. Like there's a,
here's a question. Here's
there.
What we'll answer it.
Yeah.
What's Stacy's hair look like? Do they have matching haircuts?
I want to know what Stacy's take it. Like, has Stacy told, she was drunk. She's totally forgotten. I think, look, to be honest, I think Kelly is gay or bi leaning gay. And she
blow
married this man because it's what she thought she was supposed to do.
Yes.
It's the only guy she's ever been with. She's like, I guess this is supposed to be my life. But I just, as far as the fourth friend goes, because your big problem is Kelly's having like a full identity crisis. But
also it's fucked up that like a guy is like, let's move past it because it's a girl. And
well,
it's like,
yeah.
I don't know. I know, but if we're really being allies here and if we're really treating everyone the same and this is feminism, that's just as fucked up as sleeping with a man other than the fact that you were not penetrated with a penis.
Oh, I hate it. But a lot of men feel that way. But that then totally like it invalidates that being a meaningful, like, is she telling herself and he's telling her like, oh, it was a girl, so it didn't matter. It's like, I mean, it's your best friend. It kind of matters.
No, it's another human being that you slept with. I mean, for some reason, it's okay if your wife sleeps with a woman, but if your husband fucked a dude, you wouldn't be like, it's okay. It's just another dude.
Yeah, it's just his bro. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
You cheated
on
your husband, you're not into him. And I don't care. Don't email me like, I cheated and I'm more committed now than ever.
Yeah.
Your friend's not happy, so you need to not be afraid of her. Tell her that. Have Stacy there be like, I know you two slept together.
Get on
I don't
the same
care
page.
If you sleep together. Yeah, or if you did, I'm here for you regardless. But just know these are not the behaviors of someone who's happy. Whether or not you're gay or straight almost doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. And if we want to address the question of the fourth friend,
the fourth girl.
I think you just play that episode of Friends where it's like, oh, they don't know that we know that I know for Stacy and Kelly and go, this is what you're doing to me. Can we just stop this?
Yeah.
Let's end it.
Yeah, make it about you. Also, yeah. I always felt like they always had to write in Phoebe's part because like, it was like, oh yeah, and Phoebe. It's like, she's not real. Like, I never cared. Phoebe was very funny. This is not like about Lisa Kudrow's acting ability. This was like, as a human, I'm just like, who cares if we involve Phoebe and her kooky take?
I was on a call the other day with a rep for Meta about stuff. And I knew 100%. I was like, this is a sleeper agent because they said, you know, if you're posting something about like a show, like Friends, like I love all the characters, you know, so I could post a video where it's like about how I love all the, and I'm thinking, nobody loves all the characters. Everybody hates Ross. Like she's like,
oh yeah.
Just to say like, oh, Friends is my favorite show. And also I love all of them. All the Friends are so great. And I'm like, you're not from here.
Must-see TV, NBC.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like toward the end of the season, they were like, how can we mix it? Okay, we'll have Joey and Rachel sleeping together. We'll just try to...
I don't want to preview your segment, but I like Joey and Rachel together.
Okay, folks, get ready. At the end of this hour, at the end of this hour and change, we've got a hot new segment coming up. Anyways, the point is you got to get right with all your friends and just be like, dude, like we are friends. Like you cannot hamster feed this out. And the fact that she is... I'll tell you what, the fact that she is like dribbling out information means she feels bad and conflicted.
She wants it to be real in a way. Like she's bringing up like, oh, you know, I actually slept with Steve. Like she's wanting someone else to have this epiphany for her and be like, well, are you and Stacy? Like what's going on? Like she wants to talk about it to someone.
There is nothing wrong with being like, you're gay, and if you're not, you slept with Stacy, and you've got some soul searching to do. But either way, I don't think you're happy in this marriage because it's really never acceptable to like rail on your wife because she got a haircut. That being said, is her hair naturally curly? Because I don't know how good a short curly haircut ever looks on anyone.
This is the only time where it's ever been acceptable to say like, yeah, you can call them gay. Tell them they're gay. And you're right. This is not like, remember those ads from like with like Hillary Duff and Jane Lynch where they'd be like, don't call people gay. because it was like a slur. There was, okay, it might have been targeted at my age.
Okay.
With Hillary Duff, it's like somebody calls something, they're like, that locker's gay, and she closed the locker. Don't do that. We love
don't
gay
call
people.
An inanimate object that you think is stupid gay. All right. No.
But you should
don't,
call
even
this
if they are
gay.
Don't, I don't know. I feel like we're so PC now. Like, even if you say gay, it's offensive. You're like, well, he's a homosexual man. If- no, because homo is, he don't know that he's human.
Right.
And you don't know that he's sexual. He could identify as a couch that doesn't sleep with people. Don't say any Latin words. You're just offending everyone. Please go back into your rabbit hole. Anyways, tell your, let get it straight with your friends and then just be like, I'm there for you.
Don't get too straight, though. It's offensive.
Because you're gay. Don't get too straight. Don't say straight.
Yeah.
Don't say straight. Shh.
Hey, Eliza, Emily, and gang. My husband and I are longtime OG fans of the pod and of you since Confirmed Kills. We love listening to AIA together religiously, like not allowed to listen ahead by ourselves because we love discussing the questions. That's so sweet. Oh.
She's like, we mute you and we discuss it. We have our own offshoot podcast.
I feel like it's
Kat and Dan Wayan.
If they're an after show for this podcast.
That's how you know you've made it.
Yeah. They're like, here's where they went wrong. I honestly feel like it strengthened our marriage when we agree on so much together and with you. You feel like an older sister to me. Thank you for all you do with humor and grace. Well,
not that much older.
I after all these years, I finally have a doozy you've never been asked before. My BFF, N, and I have known each other for over 15 years. She was my maid of honor. We recently went on a girls' trip to Japan to celebrate us turning 30. We have traveled together before, but never internationally. We spent 3 weeks exploring, and other than her being more selfish and inconsiderate than I realized, only child problems, things were going pretty well until our last night. We decided to end our trip by going out in Tokyo. We planned a bar hop all night before she headed to the airport in the morning, and I stayed to meet up with my husband. At the first bar, we met three guys from the USA who seemed cool, so we spent the rest of the night as a group. It was fine until the second bar when things started getting weird. N and one of the guys, Ike, had gotten really close and were drinking and partying by themselves. By the third bar, the two of them were openly making out and disappearing in the bathroom together, making a bunch of noise and returning looking disheveled.
This is why people hate Americans.
I know. All the Americans paired up and acted rowdy. This was a complete shock to me since she's been with her boyfriend for over 3 years and has openly complained about wanting to be engaged by her 30th birthday, which was a month after our Japan trip. N wants nothing more than to be married and to start a family. Earlier that week, she had openly called herself a, quote, former cheater. So while this wasn't too surprising, her doing it in front of me absolutely was. I regret not saying something at the time, but I was in shock. So I sat at the bars with these other guys, avoiding eye contact with her all night. I couldn't believe what I was seeing and just wanted to get through the night so she would leave. To make it worse, she would come by and tell everyone how awesome of a friend I was and that I was so cool. Ugh. I rolled my eyes at the thought of her insinuating that I was cool with her behavior, which, thinking about it now as a non-confrontational person, my not calling her out on it in the moment probably made her believe this. I really regret not saying anything in the moment and being her voice of reason, but this was the first time this has ever happened to me, and I was completely unprepared and drunk myself.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it was, is that you were drunk. It's not that you weren't, that's okay. You were partying.
I can't help but feel she ruined our trip and maybe our friendship as I lost a lot of respect for her since then. Cheating is one thing, but doing it in front of me and assuming I'm cool with it is another. I'm torn between letting this go, breaking up with her, or blowing the whole thing up because her kind boyfriend deserves better. My husband thinks the relationship has run its course and I should just slowly ghost her, but over the past year, Anne and I have gotten really close. Although I know I can be loyal to a fault. I care about her and want to see her happy, but I can't help but feel she crossed a line with me and I shouldn't be responsible to help her with her relationships if this is how she is. However, knowing she doesn't have any other close friends, I know there isn't anyone else in her life who will care to call her on her shit and tell her the truth. I feel like I am definitely owed an apology for ruining our last night of our girls' trip, at least. She feels like it was an amazing trip that made our friendship stronger and hasn't stopped talking about hanging out more once I'm back in town. What should I do? Much love, Gigi from Canada. P.S. One of the other guys in the group hit on me and even asked if my marriage was open. I shut it all down immediately. Not cheating is not hard. And this person then shared, they gave themselves the nickname Gigi, and we should think about doing nicknames instead of anonymous, and that's actually a good idea.
Great. Gigi, I thought you were American, so now I have to reconsider my entire answer. No. Is Anne American?
I assume Anne is Canadian. They just paired up with the American guys, and so we assume they were American.
Some of that behavior rubbed off on you. Okay, so you said something interesting. I don't want to be responsible to help her. Can you read that again?
Yes, so that was, I shouldn't be responsible for her, to help her with her relationships if this is how she is. However, knowing she doesn't have any other close friends. But there's,
no, that's
I
not
know,
what I asked you to read. Okay, fine.
I just the important part, she's saying she feels responsible to help her with her relationship. She says no one else in her life will care enough to call her out on her shit and tell her the truth.
Yeah, but that's not the part. The responsible, I don't want to feel responsible, is like the main thing here. This is, I'm glad you're saying this because you're like, she owes me an apology. I think a lot of women, if they wrote this in, they'd be like, what do I say to the boy? What do I say to her boyfriend? What do I do? Da, da, da. She violated you as a friend. And the truth is, and I really, if my best friend, if we, since I was 15 and I was 30, which I am, if we went and she cheated on her wife, I would hold that secret for her because she's my friend and I don't really, I just would, depending on the friend.
Her wife doesn't listen to this podcast, does she?
And my friend doesn't listen to this. It depends, like there's like your ride or die friends you've had forever that usually we get these questions. Get that fucking cat out of the camera, Emily. Jesus Christ. Kick him out. Get him his own apartment. Oh my God. I'm trying to give some advice and your cat's asshole is like in the camera and then his whiskers are on the periphery and you just keep waving your hand in front of the camera and I'm going to listen back to this.
I'm smacking.
I'm going to be like, I was so mean to my friend.
you're getting riled up and now you're saying you're going to keep secrets from your friend's wife.
Yeah, I think there are certain people in our lives, there are certain friends that are your best. If it's your best friend, I can't tell. You're like, I'm going to cut her out. Like it would never occur to me to like, Emily, if you ever had a romantic partner and you cheated on that person, and you told me that, I would, my relationship with you is more important than anything.
I'm sorry to tell you, I would have to tell Noah.
But you have a relationship with Noah.
Yes, right. If I didn't know Noah,
you have a sexual relationship with Noah.
My
That's
best friend
I'm saying.
Noah. Yes. Okay, yes.
I think your issue is not, do I hold this secret for my friend? Your issue is that your friend didn't give you a choice and your friend thought this was cool. She put you in an uncomfortable position. And it's really less about the boyfriend who like maybe a nice guy, whatever. And it's
but
also like, do...
She knew she was putting you in an uncomfortable position. That's why she kept coming by being like, isn't my friend so great? I love her.
She
anyway,
felt bad
I'm back
about
to
it.
The bathroom. Yeah, 100%.
Right. She felt guilty. You need to tell her all of this. Give her the chance as your best friend who you just took a 3-week trip to Japan with. Give her the chance to be like, I am so sorry. It's really messed up that I did that. I don't want to ever take it. Like, give her a chance to... She can never repair that damage, but she can start on a path to like building something back up. She made a mistake and there was alcohol involved. It's not an excuse, but it's not like she was like, I'm sober and I'm making this choice. And I know that it's a great idea, but I think she really hurt you because she put you in an uncomfortable position and she took advantage of it and hasn't brought it up since.
Yeah.
It's tough now because your husband knows. So he's lost respect for her. So he's not like, men get very weird when they find out a woman has cheated. Like there's like a weird bro code or whatever. Like it's, they get like weirder than women, to be honest. This is all about how do you move forward with this girl? And the best way to do that is to sit down with her and be like, here's what you did. It's not how I operate. You put me in an uncomfortable situation. You also didn't have a great trip. You were talking about like she was selfish, only child stuff. Like you have some other problems with this friend. We all have problems with our friends. But her punctuating a trip with that. You're just like, how am I supposed to go out with the two of you and like look him in the eye? Now you've made it uncomfortable because I don't want to see you guys together. Because it's one thing to hold a secret for you. It's another thing to actively be lying to a guy who I have to like look in the eye. So what do you want me to
do? Sounds like he's a nice guy.
Sure. I mean, that's the bare minimum. So put that on her. And you can just be like, I don't want to see that. Like, I can't go out with you guys together. That makes me feel complicit.
Yeah.
And you took advantage of our friendship. You owe me an apology. And see what she says. Because that will dictate where this relationship's going to go. Does she respect you enough to own up to it?
Right. Right. Because it's not that you had the problem with cheating. You were like, oh, you know, it wasn't that. It wasn't the cheating. It was that it was in front of me. And also, I would be mad if I'm sitting at the bar and she's going to the bathroom every 5 minutes on the last night of our trip together.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, what? I'm supposed to entertain these guys now? No, I just don't want to be stuck talking to these other people.
It's also like, I'm married. So like, it's not that fun to talk to someone of the opposite sex. If you like, what are we really going to do here?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like they were like amazing conversationalists. Like, it's cool to meet people and get drunk or whatever. It sounds like you've also let a lot of time go by. So she's thinking it's cool because you've let it be cool for so long.
Yeah.
But this has bothered you. It's stuck in your craw. Say something. And then if she apologizes or acknowledges it, you can take it from there. Your husband is saying to cut it off because she cheated on her boyfriend. That's why. Which only you can decide how you feel about that. We all have friends that do immoral things or make mistakes. And it's just a question of how much are you willing to put up with before it's a reflection of you and makes you comfortable. So give it, if you care about her, give it that chance. And then you can go from there. Do it now. After you let these ads play on this podcast.
Hi, Eliza and Emily. I've got a situation grinding my gears that has been 4 years in the making. The backstory. My husband and I have been mutual friends with a guy in his 50s for about 10 plus years through our involvement in the arts in our area. He also works with my husband. Since beginning of COVID, this friend has been utilizing our washer and dryer every 2 weeks to do his laundry. Sometimes he will go to a laundromat for a few weeks, but every time he asks to do his laundry at our house, I get so peeved about it. At first, it was because the laundry units in his home were broken, which led to more water issues under the foundation of his home, and it took a while to have the repair people fix it. In the middle of COVID, he did not feel safe going to a laundromat. We, of course, were happy to help him. That was 4 years ago. I get miffed, mostly because while he's leaning on us for his creature comforts, he's spending money on trips abroad that I know are expensive. He finally bought a new washer dryer unit. At the first signs of them not working, instead of getting them repaired, he went back to the laundromat and requested us to let him do laundry at our house. I truly don't mind if it's once in a while, but I have told my husband we will not be getting back in the habit of him coming over every 2 weeks on the weekends when he's, to me, just being lazy about taking care of something that the majority of grown and capable adults have to deal with on the regular. One caveat, when he is at our house, he does offer to buy lunch. Sometimes I'm included in the order and sometimes I'm not.
Oh.
I know this friendship should not be conditional, but it feels like we're trading laundry units for takeout. I find myself trying to be out of the house when he's there now versus enjoying his company because I feel used. My husband doesn't understand why I get so worked up about it when a friend asks to do his laundry, which of course makes me feel like the bitch in the situation. I did not feel this way 4 years ago, but now I think a little tough love is needed here. Right now, it feels like no real friendship is being nurtured after so many years. Am I overreacting here? What would you do? I love this question. This is the kind of thing I feel like we can really weigh in on.
Yeah. I think what's bothering you is he is, because you included his age, so you're saying you are a more than grown man, and it's bothering you that an adult is being lazy.
Yeah.
And it's I mean, that's at the core of it because you keep bringing up lazy and it's like people.
That's a lot of hours for him to just be in your space. Laundry,
especially on a weekend, which is your time to decompress. It doesn't sound like you have kids because then it could be like, we're busy with the kids. It sounds like he feels like it's okay to do and no one ever said anything. And I think it also would be different if this guy were like a great hang and it was like a Kramer situation and it was cute and it was like, it's a standing date. I come over, I do two loads of laundry and I buy them lunch. But I don't think you're not getting anything out of this relationship. So what you have is a leftover conditional nicety from COVID and it's just become the way that it is. and your husband is like, what's the big deal? He probably gets a kick out of the guy or just is doesn't want to confront him because he's just not that kind of guy. What's bothering you is that it doesn't feel like there's reciprocation there and you're not getting anything out of him. So yeah, you're like, do I go to the mat on this over? And your husband's saying it's not a big deal. Is it one load of laundry?
It seems like it's, I mean, it's his laundry for every 2 weeks. So it's just like.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Unless, let's say it's I mean, only like one load. That's at least 2 hours.
I do washing machines take so long. Yeah, there's a way to make peace with it. The fact that you're not included in the order is weird because it's your house too. It's your bill too. It's your time too. I always say this. Who do you want to make uncomfortable? Whose comfort is more important, you or the other person? To me, it seems like a very easy text or conversation just to be like, we just can't do the laundry every 2 weeks. Or the next time he asks, just be like, hey, we're not going to be home. Hey, we can't do it this week. I don't know if this is a good trait. Like, you have to say it because he's just, either he's taking advantage deliberately or he's just thinking it's cool. And he's like, this is just what we do.
Right. Is he seeing it? Are him and your husband like bros where they're like, oh, we hang out every couple of weeks. And also he happens to do his laundry while we're hanging out. That's one thing.
Yeah. I'm saying, is he a good hang? Is he a good hang for your husband? Does your husband feel bad? Like, oh, this guy's like 58. He has no one. There is something to that. Like, this guy could be doing it because he doesn't have anyone else. I can't believe I'm asking this about a question about laundry, but I would like more context. Because this could also be a great chance for you to be like, this is when I go get my nails done. Every two weeks is the perfect time to do it. This is when I go take a yoga class. But the truth is, he's not giving you any reason to want to be his friend. And he's using your water. So do you live in an area? Like, are your bills expensive? I need to know more. So please write back more.
It's less the bills to me more this man being in my house on a weekend for several hours.
It could be that. And that's a little weird that your husband isn't like caring. Like, shouldn't you guys be like having sex or something? Your husband's like, yeah, come on by. But sometimes if you have a neighbor that's elderly, like there could be, it could outweigh anything else. Like maybe this guy has no one else, but you're annoyed because it's like you have the money. So either the guy is cheap or he has no one else. And this is his excuse. Because what you don't want to do is be like, Barry, you know, you don't need an excuse. You can just come over whenever. He'll be like, great, let me get my sleeping bag. Let us know. Little behind the scenes info. The batteries died on the Zoom, so I had to put in new batteries just now. And when you open up the back of the Zoom, there's a little button that says stamina and there's an arrow for on, and then the other way is off. It's just like stamina on. Better up the stamina for this second half of the pod.
Did you see nobody's opinion means anything. Half the people were like, yeah, that episode was hard to listen to with the buzzing. And half the people were like, I didn't hear it at all. I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm like, how?
Well, people are listening to it in their big rigs on the way to work. So they didn't hear it. I'm sorry. Turns out I'm human. Okay, sorry. By the way, have I said this to you before? When really immature people argue and they're like, okay, sorry, I'm not perfect. I'm like, has that ever been the ask?
No.
Of anyone ever. Like, who's ever been like, thank you for admitting that?
Yeah, finally. Hi, Eliza, Emily, and co. I'm a 24-year-old girl from Utah, and I'm writing in to ask about how I should be conducting myself socially, aka deal with men, in the local comedy space. For a little context, I started going to open mics occasionally at the beginning of 2021, but since I finished school, I've had more time and have been doing a few mics a week for about 8 months. Only in the last 2 months have I really started making friends and getting good feedback from the other comics that I'm improving, and that feels really good. I've made friends with the female comics, who are all wonderful and supportive, but there's only a handful of us. Hanging out with the guys, there's a lot of jokes about bitches are crazy, women aren't funny, usual BS. It's always a, quote, joke, so I don't want to get mad about it. But it feels weird being the only girl present for these jokes, and I secretly feel called out or picked on, though I don't let on and just laugh. This wouldn't be so bad, but there's also the unsolicited comments on my sexuality. I think because I talk about sex in my material, people think it's fair game to ask things like, would you fuck so-and-so? Or my body count or dumb shit like that. I don't want to flirt with these guys because I have a boyfriend and that would be inappropriate. But even if I didn't have a boyfriend, I don't want to date a comedian. I don't like these jokes, but I also don't want people.
Yeah, ew.
I don't want people to feel like they can't joke around with me because roasting and banter is basically 80% of all interactions. I'm also incentivized to be friends with the males because they have connections. They know the owner of the club, they run the shows, etc. And I'm learning more and more that to progress, you have to network and know people and be persistent. So it'd be nice if these guys liked me and wanted to help me like I've seen them help each other. Unfortunately, this is probably relevant. I'm cute, not hot, but I have Mondo knockers, so these losers defo want to fuck me. I dress to hide
impossible. Is my nightmare. You just dyed them?
I dress to hide them, but it's impossible.
Oh.
Dye her Mondo knockers.
One's purple. It's not feeling well.
I've always admired how you don't seem to view your gender as an obstacle and you don't dwell in, quote, the struggle of it all. But how do I teach these men to treat me with respect while still being a girl who can hang and take a joke?
Okay.
P.S.
Listen.
I was rewatching Hot Forever and finally got that Goodfellas reference. It made me laugh so hard. P.P.S. Emily, Death Proof is my favorite Tarantino movie, too. I'm obsessed with Zoe Bell and I'm planning to watch her documentary soon. It's a great documentary.
She's
go
like,
watch it. Yes.
Here in Utah, we just screened Goodfellas for the first time.
Yeah.
Listen to me. The answer is be fucking funny. Mm. The answer is be undeniable. That's it. Yes, there is networking. It's such a disgusting word. And you do want other people to book you and be cool about it. But if you have heat on you, if you put together, if you got a funny set, if you're crushing, people will want to book you. Yes, there is always the chance that you don't say the right thing to the right insecure male comic. And so they spread a rumor, say whatever, but it all comes out in the wash. It all comes down to, are you funny on stage? Okay. Women, you're going to be under a harsh lens because you're a girl, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. And so many people worry about all of these other metrics that matter in a very small way. But at the end of the day, there are plenty of people in comedy who are horrible people that you will still see on stage, that still tour, that still get booked because they're funny. People want to hang out with comics that are doing well. They want to hang out with comics that hustle and they want to hang out with comics that are nice. So I may have made mistakes in my career. Maybe I should have hung out more, whatever, or maybe there's a billion what ifs, but at the end of the day, I know that like I'm nice to people. I do my work and I leave. Is it always a good idea to leave? Probably not. They will want to respect you and they will treat you with respect when you command respect on stage. And these guys that are asking you, would you fuck this guy? It's not a big deal. If it makes you uncomfortable, come up with something funny to say. It's not my job to tell you it's a funny thing to say and walk away. But you can always just be nice and pleasant. Never forget, these are broken men who will like gatekeep. And as far as like they know the club owners, what is stopping you from fucking knowing the owner of Wise Guys? Honestly, what is stopping you from starting your own show? Who cares? And, you know, there might be a bit of a small town mentality thing and it's like they're in charge, but in the rest of the world, in the rest of the United States, like women are running shows and a lot of clubs are owned by women and run by women. So I don't know where you live in Utah. Salt Lake City has a scene, obviously. There is nothing legally stopping you from going to one of your bars that serves juice and saying,
I'd like to
run a show here. You can do comedy. You just got to find the right venue and then you just got to work at it. This is, I hate to say this to you, but I'm going to say it to you because I'm not going to get canceled for it. What I'm hearing from you, and you're not wrong for feeling this way, I hear from a lot of women who are like, then this is why I can't. Now, you're not saying this is why I can't, but you're listing all of these obstacles. Spend less time thinking about that and more time working on your jokes. And that's so great that you get up so much. These guys that are bothering you in 5 years, if you're still doing comedy, I bet you that they aren't. Get a clip, work on your material so that you can hire someone to film it beautifully so that you can put a clip online that blows up and gets you traction and gets you noticed by someone. Work on going to that club, being like, can I fill in for anyone ever? You know, nobody actually wants to watch a tape. Work on getting there and meeting that owner. You do not need the permission of these male comics or any comic. You don't need anyone. That's what's so fucking great about stand-up is you don't need anyone's permission to be funny and work hard. It's a total, well, it's a 99% meritocracy. So get out of your head. Be nice to everyone. Say something funny back because that's part of your job. And quit thinking that these guys hold the key to your future. You will be faulted for not being cool and you will be faulted for being successful. So you may as well work hard and be successful because at least at the end of the day, you can cry into a pile of money. And that's great that women are supportive because it wasn't always like that. And I'm finding more and more, the more I travel, the more girls like, we put on these shows and I hope that they're including men. Like there's no reason to make it like only women. Like what is that? You worry about being funny. Worry about being undeniable on stage and the rest will fall into place. Don't be a bitch or do. That's fine too. Plenty of people are awful.
Yeah.
We have a new segment on Ask Eliza Anything. It's called Fight Me. And the gist of it is you're going to give an opinion. And usually it's contrary to a popular opinion. It could be anything as tame as mittens are inferior to gloves. Fight me, all the way up to Beyonce's not that great. Fight me. We ask that you substantiate it with one or two lines. You don't have to give like full context, but we're going to ask that you do it in a voice note and email it to the show, which is askelizapodcast@gmail.com. Email it in and we will play them on the show. And maybe I will fight you. Maybe I won't, but I'm going to start because Emily was not prepared for
this. I need to first share that this feels like this is the sponsored segment for the Tasteless podcast. Like this is my required, I'm sponsoring a segment on your show. Like when we did those Bud Light mini episodes.
First of all, I think you were just accusing me of plagiarizing you.
Not plagiarizing. I'm saying that there's real marketing synergy here.
Okay. Synergy where like my podcast does all the work.
Yes. 100%.
So it's Fight Me. So I'm going to kick it off with mine, even though I told you about this days ago. So you had all this time to prepare and you're too busy fighting your cat. Maybe yours is just your cat. Fight me.
No.
Rizzoli. Things in the zeitgeist like adventure awaits, pins, and all that culture around like Pacific Northwest, like patches of like a sunset, like all the appropriation of nature, culture, camp core, all of this materialization of the vibe we get from being out in nature has ruined bucolic gift giving and the quirkiness of small business eccentricity. When you go to places like Vermont or Washington, like all these places that are sylvan and at times rustic and are nature heavy for their tourism, this sort of millennial mama commodification of camp culture is just so shitty and it's just made it awful. Any picture of like a Douglas fir with like sun rays coming out behind it or like adventure this way. I just like arrows, like a light appropriation of Native American culture mixed with camping. I'm so over it.
Is Fight Me just the bottom of the cob with no actual tied in real experience?
Fight Me is me saying that this is not culture. It's garbage. And it's not cool. And it never was cool. Fight me. Yeah, because there's plenty of people with like adventure awaits pendants hanging up in their office that are like, oh, I love Oregon. Well, then fucking love it. Put up the state flag. You don't need, like everything's, it's all millennial garbage adjacent, but Fight Me is that this stuff was never cool and you made being outdoors dorky.
Okay. Mine is, I think kids should be bullied. Fight me. I think they get weird. I think if you have too much confidence, you're weird. And you see some of these kids and what they're posting and their videos of themselves. And I'm like, you know what? Someone needs to tell you that you're not cool. Someone should.
I shan't fight you on that because I think there you can tell certain men that have never been in a fight before because they're rude and fucking snotty or indignant. Everybody should be taken down a peg once in a while just so you can be a little bit humble.
Right. I'm not saying, Look, if your kid was bullied and they it took their own life. Like, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying maliciously bully a child to the brink, but I am saying be like, hey, man,
yeah,
you smell like a turd and you need to take a shower. Like, bully.
Yeah, that's not bullying. I think there's bullying and there's bullying. Like, okay, some kid wasn't nice to you. Like, we don't need to have a parent-teacher conference. I think the word bullying, especially for adults, like, once you're over 18, there's no more bullying. Like, right. I got bullied at work. Like, come on. That being said, as someone who has done most of the bullying, no. I guess I was never really bullied. I had kids that weren't nice or whatever, but we have to be able to draw a line between, like, what is going to, like, fundamentally shift your genetic makeup and what is just, like, not nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think we should be not nice to some children that are weird.
Yeah.
And that's some fair. Adults, but I'm saying if you start it in childhood, they won't be weird as adults and I won't have to bully them. Let your kids do the work.
They get even weirder. They get even weirder and then they have an app and then they can never actually find true love because they have so much Bitcoin. Top of the cob.
It's a top of the cob. We're doing it right every day. You just take a bite. Top of the cob.
My bottom of the cob are the amount of people who don't know you can make a right on red.
Ugh.
That's all. I get that you came from a place that doesn't have cars and you've never left your fucking barn before, or you're from New York where they don't do right on red. But here in the great state of California, at least in Los Angeles, we do. So look alive. You're fucking up traffic. Right on red. What's your bottom of the cob?
My bottom of the cob is I got lost in a mall. It was too.
It wasn't that you were in a mall. That's not your bottom of the cob.
No, I stopped in. I was like, you know what? There's an FYE here. I'm gonna go look and see what's going on.
A what?
FYE.
Oh, one of those.
Look at the movies.
Isn't that like?
It's like what? CDs for your entertainment, right?
Oh, that's what that means. Yeah, it's like a triangle logo.
I feel like it might be. It's a triangle or a circle, and it's the letters, and it's blue. Yeah.
Yeah, I always thought it was like a contact lens subscription store.
I was trying to cut around it, and as I got deeper into the mall, there was like kids playing with airsoft guns in one store where they had set up like a fake field inside a mall store that had all glass windows, and other kids were like yelling at them through the windows. There was like people riding a little toy train. It was just getting more and more. There was one room that just said escape, and there was like a cheap looking escape room in there. And I was like, where am I? And I sat down on a bench and I called my mom and I was like, I'm lost in this mall. Like, I just couldn't. Why there were no signs. There were no directories.
That's how I think it runs on souls. They want you to get lost. Where is this mall?
It was this weird mall not close to me. I went and had lunch with my friend, and then I went to the mall because it was right there at Sugarloaf Mills, and it was just like old, and like there's like a Dave and Buster's there that's probably keeping it alive. There's an AMC that's keeping it alive, but then I got too into the depths of it, you know, where there's like stands that just sell cell phone charms or like knockoff Yeezy shoes, and you're like, oh no, where am I? And I just remember sitting down like, I don't know how to get out. Where do I go? So I kept going, and eventually I did find the exit, but I was just like, what do? Who do you? You can't Google Maps it. I'm stuck.
You can't. It's like a star collapsing in on itself, like a dying mall. There's always like an African art store.
Yes.
And then, there's like a Lids.
Two Lids. There were somehow two Lids because I passed the Lids. Yeah. And then there was a second Lids and I was like, where am I?
They got a rate because they were like, no one else will buy here. And there's so many sizes of hats.
Yeah.
There's always a movie theater.
Yeah.
Then there's always like food that like smells good, like an Auntie Anne's pretzels or like some kind of weird wrapped hot dog in a bun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some sort of shoe place. It wouldn't, maybe a Foot Locker if you're lucky, but it's usually like they sell like Etnies, like stuff that's like cool adjacent. You're like, are these plastic shoes cool?
A real lesbian came out of Journeys with a bag of shoes, like crew cut.
There you go.
You know, and I was like,
the worst logo.
Yeah.
Was it a bob?
No, it was like a crew cut. I'm saying this person was, if Kelly got this haircut, you'd be like, Kelly, we know.
Kelly, you were at Journeys buying sensible shoes.
Right.
Fan bottom.
Fan bottom, they titled it Hot, Hot Bottom. Bottom of the cob has to be every single fan asking, where is my city when a comedian goes on tour? We get it. Who the
Thank
fuck
you.
Is in Gary, Indiana? But I don't have any room to complain when I live in Iowa. Shut up. Your turn will come. And when it does, sell out the venue. And when it does, sell out the venue so they know your market shows up. All caps.
There you go. That being said, Des Moines, great market. And it's not who's in Gary, Indiana. It's what is just outside of Gary, Indiana, which is the Hard Rock Casino of Northern Indiana. So that's why we're going there. It's not for my love of the murder capital of this country and Michael Jackson's home. My top of the cob is animals upsetting people.
Oh, no
I think in like I posted a clip on my Instagram of like this mall in China where they had like a husky cafe, which is insane. And these huskies broke loose. So going back to your mall theme, it was just these huskies running wild through a mall and people like losing their minds. Obviously, they were speaking in Chinese frantically, which was very funny. But just trying to like get a grip on all these animals, which shouldn't have been there. You know, I don't want to see a pit bull maul someone again with the mall play, but I do like it when like a whale attacks a boat. Anything where it's like people are acting irresponsibly or you shouldn't have been there. I love when an animal gets retribution, revenge, or just like fucks, like when a deer comes crashing through a door. We don't give them enough space or respect. And I gotta repair the doors, no money. It's funny. It's always funny. It's always funny when animals upset people because we are horrible to animals.
Did you see the deer that came through the doggy door?
Yes. Isn't she like, get out of here?
The deer like followed a dog in. And like the dog was inviting him for playtime, which I thought was so sweet.
And I get it. People get upset. They're like, I live in an area where there's too many deer. I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
I think it's funny. A crow eating your picnic.
Yeah.
A rat carrying away your phone cord.
Yeah.
I think it's funny. The meek shall inherit the earth. And in this cake, the meek are the animals. Especially beautiful animals. Like a dolphin hitting someone with their fin. I don't even care if it kills the person.
I
quit messing with animals.
There are multiple videos of like fat, like big old tomcats that run full speed at babies and knock them over. I'm just like, great. Yes.
That's a victimless crime.
Yes. Because the baby's so close to the ground, he's fine. The cat's having a nice time.
Oh God, what's the one? There's like a little girl and it's like a seal. Like grabs her and pulls her into the water because you were agitating the animal. Like people are like, Chris Rock has that joke, like tiger didn't go crazy. The tiger went tiger.
Yeah.
Fucking respect animals. Don't make them do dumb tricks. Trying to take a selfie with a bear, you fucking idiot. I hope a moose runs over your car.
Yeah.
Get out of there.
Yeah.
See animals where you're supposed to see them at the grocery store.
My top of the cob is when you go to text someone and they text you at the exact same moment, just like out of the blue, like not like you were both talking about the same thing, but you're like, oh, I got to tell them this thing. And then they're there too. You're like, whoa, we're both here.
Yeah.
In this text.
Textual thread. Kismet. Yeah, I like that.
The fan top of the cob fits with yours. Hello, Elias and Emily. Love to all the creatures and humans. Too many to list at this point. My top of the cob is dog size. S-I-G-H-S. Every night I go to bed before my dog. Oh. He usually wanders in 20 minutes or so after, lays long ways in between my husband and I, and lets out the sweetest, I am so content to be in between my favorite people in the world sigh.
Yeah.
It's like all is right in his world with that sigh, and it makes me so happy. And then there's a photo. Meet Otis, the 75-pound pit mix, who takes up the most space in my bed and my heart.
A dog, that's a great top of the cob.
Yeah.
Just looking over and seeing how peaceful they are when they're near you just makes you feel like you've done something right.
Yeah.
Because I haven't like totally raised my kids yet, so we don't know. But I know that I've given this dog a great life.
We don't know.
That feels really good.
We don't know.
I will continue my struggle to balance being a good mom who is obsessed with her kids but doesn't talk about them too much. I think I'm doing okay. We don't want this to become the mom podcast. Even though plenty of women listening to this, our moms, there's plenty of dads, plenty of women who are dads, but we got other things to talk about. And one of those things is that the tickets for my tour are on sale. Very excited to get back out there. And
an
exciting announcement.
No, what? Disclaimer. Don't buy them from a weird third-party website. Don't Google Eliza tickets. Go to eliza.com/tour. Do not Google. When I Google Eliza, Atlanta, or whatever, there's 15 sites that come up before the real site. Don't fall for it.
Listen to me. Yeah, like there is a website that I flagged with social media today or last week called Eliza Schlesinger Tour. And it goes to my site and everything, but you are buying tickets from someone else. Could be a scam. Could just be that you're paying too much. So go to eliza.com/tour. And the link is on my Instagram. That's how you know it's real.
Yes.
Just be careful. And this is for any comic, anything. Like, just be careful. If you have to search for the link after you get to a Google page, like, chances are that's not the link. If you're getting them at a crazy deal, that's not the link. And if you're paying like $400 a ticket, that's not the link.
No.
I would love for you to pay $400 a ticket. And we have a very special announcement that should be coming out this Wednesday when this comes out. So you get a 2-for-1. You get special announcement and you get the podcast.
Better not be another baby.
Oh my God, no.